Soul Charm. Inside, you'll discover a variety of treasures from area vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, Paparazzi Jewelry, handcrafted signs by Inspired Creations, home decor, and one-of-a-kind items from talented local crafters. While you're there, browse their selection of salon-quality hair care and styling products, featuring the trusted brands they use every day. Stop by soon and see what's new at Inspired Innovations, located in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Double J, Gotham.
Mammograms and mocktails? Yes, Thursdays are for the girls at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Stop by any Thursday in October from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. No appointment needed. This screening service is open to women aged 40 and up who are 12 months past their last test. No appointment is needed. Just bring your health insurance information. Enjoy a free mocktail afterwards to celebrate your good decision. New patients welcome at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
River Valley is coached by Mariah Hill, who looks forward to her team looking to continue to improve here down the stretch. We're 1 week away from the WIAA postseason tonight.
We've really been talking about staying the course and staying focused this week and just getting through our two matches, trying to play our best volleyball and really control what we can control.
What did you take from the loss to Richland Center in ways that you can improve?
You know, it was a very back-and-forth match. I feel like we were kind of a Jekyll and Hyde team, and the two sets we won, we were fired up and we had a lot of energy playing our level, and the sets we lost, we just kind of got down on ourselves, kind of lost track of our focus and, you know, and being able to control our sides. So we're really focusing on little things right now and making sure our serve receive is strong, making sure we're keeping the ball in play and not letting balls drop on the floor. So we've really just been focusing on cleaning up our side and keeping our errors lower.
That is River Valley's volleyball coach, Mariah Hill. Teams preparing this week for the final two regular season matches and the WIAA postseason matches, which begin next Tuesday night, October 21st. This is the pre-match show from WRCO Sports.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40 plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Jamie Johnson joins us, WRCO Sports, looking at the Hornet volleyball team with a busy week this week. Were you in any tournaments this past weekend, Jamie?
No, we were not, which was kind of nice. We got those done, wrapped that up, and we were able to get some rest here heading into the final stretch run of the regular season, and tournament play is hard to believe, but right around the corner. So
yeah,
we get excited. Big week, like you said, ahead of us with just some home games and Cancer night, Cancer Awareness night, Tuesday night, and Senior night, Thursday night, and the next week tournament begins.
That's exciting. So let's talk about this team and its love for five-game sets. I don't know whether you love them or not, but you played a lot of them.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to look at the kind of positive side of it is we've gone to the final set in those weekend tournaments and conference a huge chunk of the time, which the positive side is that means we're winning sets at least. Whether we win or lose them, we're proving that we're able to win. I think we've only been swept three times out of the, 36 matches, and that was Madison Edgewood on Alaska and Mineral Point, I think. Maybe one other team, but otherwise, we've been right in there winning those games. But I think some of it's just it's the nature of volleyball this year. It seems like just talking to other coaches, just game of runs, and it's when that momentum hits, when those runs occur. We've won some matches. I was just looking at the Valley match. They actually outscored us, but we won the match, even though they had won more points. That's just when the points come and when you put them together. So those are things that we're getting better at. I think we started to win more of these final sets. We've tried to keep reminding ourselves, what have we learned to this point so far? Ideally, I would love to win before that, but at least if we do get to those, especially in the tournament, we've had plenty of experience.
Oh, Valley, last time, yeah, it was an exciting one. Has anything changed? Do you think you've improved since that time, Jamie?
I would like to think we have, and I'm sure they've improved as well. But I was looking at it, I think we had like 63 errors. And in that one, between our attack errors, our missed serves, our digging errors, our service receive errors, and our blocking errors. So, we gave them more than half their points off our mistakes. So I think we're playing much cleaner. I mean, that was a big match for us. It actually, I think, has springboarded us to a success here. We're 15-5 since that match. I think it just helped the girls psychologically get over the hump. We got back and won that dodgeball match, and now we beat Platteville the second time around. In conference, I think our confidence is higher. We're learning to hit more of the shots. We're cutting down on those errors. Hopefully we can maintain that and just avoid those runs.
You've had a good run here lately, as you mentioned. You're heading into the seeding meeting this week. This one Tuesday is pretty important for that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it just gives us hopefully another chance to, we're playing a quality team, and hopefully we can come out of there and say a quality win. And if we win this, I think, I think either way, but I think we're going to have the second most wins in our sectional. So doesn't necessarily translate to a higher seed. We're kind of go north this year, which is good and bad. We don't have any conference opponents to recognize the quality of our play and who we've played. So sometimes we might be at the mercy of some of those schools that are bulked together in conference. And the Cooley, we lost the first match of the year to a Cooley team, and then one early first weekend in September, we lost 1-3 as well. So, depending where they're sitting in their conferences, they might put us automatically somewhere further down. But, we're going to give it a shot and see where we fall. It is what it is. Hopefully we should host at least one tournament game, whether it's the opening night or maybe the second night. Ideally, hopefully we can even host all that whole first week and give ourselves a chance, to be hosting going into that final week. But it's one game at a time. You just play it out by ear and let the cards fall where they are. And we've talked about that too, kind of stealing that 1-0 mentality. Brady came in and talked to the school, and we've kind of used that, like, let's go 1-0 tonight in practice. Let's go 1-0 tonight, even in the next play, whatever. So that's kind of helped us kind of keep us locked in and just focusing on the moment and not looking too far ahead, which is easy to do or tempting to do. But, we kind of got to do that as a coach, but not the players. They just got to focus in on the task at hand. So, again, Tuesday night is River Valley, and then we'll turn around and we'll focus on Lancaster to end senior night, hopefully in a good fashion. So just really proud of this group. You know, again, 15-5 over the last 20 games. Hit that 20 win total. You know, we have an outside chance of getting to 25 wins this year, which is a really great season in any year. So we're excited about those opportunities. And again, the confidence and the way they're playing is really well right now.
Hornet volleyball coach Jamie Johnson on the Coach's Pregame Show.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
At WRCO-FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
From Richland Center High School, hello again, everyone. Welcome to tonight's broadcast as the Richland Center Hornets take on the River Valley Blackhawks. Hornets come in with a record of 22-13 overall. River Valley at 18-12 entering the night here tonight. And River Valley takes the opening matches. JV1 won by River Valley, 3-0. And the JV2 match won 2-1. By River Valley over Richland Center. So the first two belong to River Valley. The varsity match coming up. River Valley looking for some possible revenge after a loss to Richland Center in 5 sets a couple of weeks ago. So here we go, the rematch coming up tonight. And as we always mention, it is an event when these two teams play. We've had lots of stories to tell over the years through their history. It is the Cancer Awareness Night as well at Richland Center High School. And it's been certainly a nice night for that. Good crowd on hand. They've taken up a collection with the bucket dash through the stands. And they are doing some other things out in the lobby as well, giving the opportunity for fans to get some information and also make some contributions as well. We'll be back with more about the match in a moment. Richland Center faces River Valley tonight in area volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Big savings are waiting during the fall filter sale at Napa in Richland Center and Boscobel. Now through the 15th, bring in your filter list and grab the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil and filters while the deals are hot. Plus, check out Milwaukee Tools along with heated coats and vests, perfect for the season ahead. Don't miss out. Sale ends the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Thank you for joining us tonight for area volleyball action. Crowd from River Valley, I don't know that it's as equal to Richland Center, but they turned out pretty well here tonight for this road match this evening. The Richland Center with some pretty impressive numbers. Danica Paul's averaging just over 3 kills per set and also averaging around 4 digs per set. She has 65 aces on the year. And junior Ellery Weiss has 62 blocks on the season. We'll look at some of the River Valley leaders in just a moment. But right now, time to join the Richland Center High School choir and our national anthem for tonight. National anthem. Members of the choir under the direction of Liz Niemeyer doing the honors tonight, a mixture of volleyball players and fans adorned in, I'm guessing it's pajama night, but I'm not exactly sure. Maybe some just decided to wear their pajamas tonight more comfortable. First serve is coming up at the moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
At Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, they're more than a company, they're part of the community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. Neighbors helping neighbors. Now, Rockwell wants to connect with local nonprofit and 501c3 groups for volunteer and donation opportunities. If your organization would like to partner, call 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. A family business serving the area since 1978, Heartland Christmas Trees is proud to provide handmade wreaths, garlands, and decorations along with free shaking and netting of every tree. Watch for Heartland Christmas Trees retail outlets to open during the next holiday season and plan to bring home the tradition of a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Sprint Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Sprint Woodland Hills feels like home.
Here are the starters for tonight's activities here. River Valley, first of all, the visiting team, and they are starting number 4, Paige Stafford, a junior. Number 5, Elizabeth Gostomski, a senior. Number 6, Izzy Roth, a senior. Number 10, Brooklyn Stokes, a senior. Chelsea Mahoney, number 13, a junior. Ella Myers, number 16, a junior. The libero player for tonight's match is Kylie Smith, number 22. For the Richland Center Hornets, number 10, Elevie Weiss, a junior. Number 12, Adeline Wirtz, a freshman. Number 21, Ella Clements, a sophomore. Number 22, Rainey Walsh, a senior. Number 23, Danica Pauls, a senior. And number 24, Taylor Wirtz, who is a senior. And it looks like the libero player will come out and start here tonight for Richland Center. So making the move and making the rounds, and they are just about set to go for serve-receive. I believe River Valley gets the ball first to get this one going here tonight. Good action coming your way. We appreciate you listening wherever you are tonight, and we're winding it down here. Two matches left in the regular volleyball season, and then action to begin the WIAA tournament. Some teams will play as early as Thursday in the tournament. Kylie Smith gets the first serve, and we are set and underway. There it is on the far side. Hornets can't play it, and that is an ace as River Valley starts out with one to the floor, and it is a 1-0 lead. Smith gets the ace. So they will start again. Ball back to the server. Awaiting the serve. Here's the approach, and the line drive serve. Going to be fielded backside by Pauls. Gets it right back, drives it over, and down it goes. And the Hornets are on the board off the assist from Rainey Walsh. It is 1-1. So Danica Pauls gets the kill, and the Hornets rotate around. Serving will be Ella Clements. Clements with the approach. There's the line drive serve. Fielded now by River Valley. Set to the right side. Here's the shot by Myers. Blocked by Richland Center. Back to the Hawks, and Mahoney gets it over. Pass to the near side, tapped over by the Hornets, but they are called for being in the net. So that'll make it 2-1 on the net violation. So the Hornets wrap it up now and get back in serve-receive mode. River Valley will be serving. Here's the approach. That one on the far side. It's going to be played there. The pass to the left side hit by Weiss down the line, and that's going to be a violation on River Valley. That will be a net violation on the Blackhawks. So each team has made a mistake at the net, and the score goes to 2-2. Into the game for River Valley will be Ella Hillebrand playing in the back row. Here's the run up, and Pauls drives it back row. Fielded by Mahoney. Back to the far side. Myers drives it over. Walsh will set it up. There is a soft tap over, and down it goes for Adeline Wirtz. And the Hornets take a 3-2 lead. Wirtz gets the point. Pauls will serve again. Here comes the run-up and the line drive serve. Oh, close to the net. River Valley can't play the carom. It's into the stands, and the Hornets lead it by a score of 4-2. That is an ace for senior Danica Pauls. Pauls will get the ball back and set it up again. Here comes the jump serve. That's a net serve. And the point goes to River Valley, and they get the serve. Side out for the Blackhawks. So they will get the opportunity now from the far side. Here comes the serve by Stafford. Fielded by Pauls. Passed by Walsh. Back to the middle. And Weiss drops it over. Quick set for River Valley. And Myers comes down on it hard and gets the kill. Ella Myers ties the score at 4. River Valley with its first true kill there, getting the hammer down on that one. Here comes the serve. Fielded far side by the Hornets. Tap back to Weiss. Chops it over the net. And it's out of bounds. And it was not tipped by River Valley. So it'll be a 5-4 River Valley lead. And they'll keep it going. Paige Stafford back to serve again. With the approach, there's the run-up. Fielded by Burns. Right side, there's the set. Left side, it's going to be blocked. Gander shot blocked back to the Hornets. Weiss gets it over. River Valley tries it again for Myers. Tapped it over. Played back row now by the Hornets. Slapped back of the net by Myers, and down it goes. The Hornets left the pass hanging at the top of the net, and the Blackhawks take a 6-4 lead now. And they will serve. Back to do the honors will be Stafford again. Page is a junior for the Blackhawks. Here comes the run-up and the line drive serve, fielded by Burns. Back row, it's going to be Walsh. Setting to the left side, Wirtz drops it over. Fielded by Hillebrand. Quick set to the right side, slapping it into the block is Stokes. And back it goes left side. River Valley tries to get it back, and it's out of bounds. 6-5 now. Richland Center back within a point. And the teams will rotate. Coming in to serve will be Aubrey Kolstad, a sophomore. Here comes the run-up, and there's the line drive serve. Fielded by Hillebrand. Mahoney sets it up. There's a soft tap over the block by Stokes. Hornets field it. Wirtz to the far side. Wirtz over. Adelin from Taylor. Ball goes back to the top of the net. Blocked down by Weiss. And it will be a Richland Center point. 6-6 score. Ellaby Weiss gets a point for the Hornets. And the ball goes back to the Hornets for serving purposes. Aubrey Kolstad will serve the ball. Serve received for River Valley. Kolstad with a line drive serve. Fielded by Hillebrand. Set to the right side. Myers drives it over and got it down. 7-6. River Valley. Serving will be Ella Myers. Again, she's had pretty good proficiency with this as well. We were going to share some River Valley numbers here from the stat book. But she also is a very significant server. This one over the top, left side for the Hornets, back to Weiss, shot blocked by Roth, and down it goes. Good teamwork there for River Valley, and they take an 8-6 lead here in the ball game. Serving again will be Myers. There it is. Fielded left side by the Hornets. Kolstad sets it back, topped over the top there by Wirtz, and down it goes. So the Hornets back on track, and the match starting out very similar to how it's gone in this longtime rivalry. Back and forth, and no one able to really gain much edge right now. Here's the approach and the serve. Net serve going to be fielded by River Valley. Set to the right side. Shot over the top. Fielded back row now by Pauls. There's the set for Adelin. Wirtz drives it over. Fielded by Smith. Back to Hillebrand at the net. Rowe drives it over with a left hand. Fielded by Taylor Wirtz. Kolstad, Ellenworth drives it over. Fielded on the back row by River Valley. Back to the middle and now dropping it over his rope. Picked up by Burns. Back row back to the left side. Wirtz shot into the net and the Hornets give up a point. It'll be 9-7 River Valley. Yeah, Ella Myers with 29 aces this year, but 124 total blocks. So she does make a difference when she is in there. Coming in is Elizabeth Gostomski, one of the original starters. The serve by Mahoney. Fielded back row, kept live by the Hornets, and now popped over by Wirtz. Here comes a quick set on the near side. Driving it over is going to be Gostomski. Fielded by the Hornets, pass to the left side, and punched over by Wirtz. Here's the quick set in the middle. Roth drives it over. Great dig by the Hornets. Popped over, and Roth gets the block. Down it goes. Couple of initial really good digs, but River Valley gets the point. That'll make it 10-7. Here's the next serve. Back row. Fielded there. Ball goes to the left side. Back it goes, and the shot is over and down from a long-range hit from Wirtz, and that'll make it 10-8. Adelin Wirtz gets the Hornets on the board, and she will serve. So Wirtz back to do the honors. 10-8 score. Here's the run-up. There's the line drive serve. Fielded back row by Smith. Quick tap blocked by the Hornets, and a net it's going to be a net violation called on the Hornets. So a point for River Valley, and they go up by a score of 11-8. Serving for River Valley, number 10, Brooklyn Stokes. Stokes with the walk-up. Here's the line drive serve. Fielded far side, and the ball is going to drop down, and the Hornets can't make the play. It's a four-point edge now for River Valley. That'll make it 12-8. River Valley has gained a little bit of an advantage, and they'll keep on serving. Brooklyn Stokes for the serve. Fielded there by Razik. Ball goes back row. Punch to the left, and Wirtz somehow gets it over. Tap to River Valley's right side. Stafford tries to drop it in. Can't quite, and the Hornets gain a point. 12-9 the score. Certainly some active back and forth. Front row now is J.C. Gander, and the back row is Rainey Walsh. And Walsh will do the serving honors. Gets the whistle. Steps up, 12-9 River Valley. There's the serve, fielded by Smith, and the ball caroms off the net, and the Hawks can't play it. It drops on their side, and Richland Center is within 2 points. It is 12-10. Here comes the approach, and the serve, fielded back row by Smith. There's a quick set right side. Stafford takes it over, got it in. Nice hit, 13-10. Paige Stafford for River Valley gets her first kill of the night. And they'll roll the ball back. Cancer Awareness Night here tonight. Good turnout. Some in pink, some in all kinds of colors. The Hornets jerseys are tie-dyed. Here's the serve by Smith. Fielded by Pauls. Set by Wall. Shot into the net on the near side by Clements. And River Valley gains a four-point lead. It is 14-10. Timeout, Richland Center. We'll be right back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates Engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. Timeout for the Hornets, down by four. Smith will serve. There's the dig on the far side by Wirtz. Pass to the left side, Gander. Now it's going to be tapped over by Clements. Blocked back by Myers. She'll try it again. Blocked down by Clements. And the Hornets get back on track. 14-11. Ella Clements wins that battle at the net. And the Hornets will serve. Back to do the honors. Ella Clements. Three-point lead for River Valley. Clements serve. Fielded now by the Blackhawks. Mahoney with a set on the right side. Tapped over that time by Gostomski. And the Hornets try again with Paul. Shot is over and down it goes. Through the attempted block. That makes it 15-11. Danica Pauls doing the honors. And the Hornets will serve again. Ella Clements with the serve. Cut off by River Valley. Here's Mahoney. Back to Myers. Taps it over. Fielded near side by the Hornets. Back to Weiss. Drops it over. And it was tipped by River Valley on the way through, and that'll be a point. And the Hornets all of a sudden draw within a point. Clements will keep on serving. Clements back row now runs up, drives it back row River Valley. There's the set by Mahoney. Myers takes a swing, got it down. River Valley back on track, up by two, 15-13. Myers certainly makes her presence known there, either blocking or hitting. And River Valley now will serve. Stepping up is Prohaska, does the honors. Going to be cut to the left side by Richland Center. Back to Weiss, down the line it goes. Diving dig played by River Valley and back over Stokes. Nice play. Hornets tap it, set now for Pauls. Shot over, tipped by River Valley. Smith keeps it going. Right side Stafford gets it over. Here is Pauls, and there is Weiss. Down it goes from Walsh. Rainey Walsh with a perfect assist, and the Hornets are within one. It is 15-14. Danica Pauls will serve as the ball goes back to the Hornets. WIAA tournament play next week. River Valley's tournament game not until Thursday of next week. Oh, the first round bye. Here's the serve. Oh, that's an ace. Pauls, thread of the needle, back row of the L, and got it in to tie the score. 15-15. Second ace for Danica Pauls. And she will serve again. River Valley in receive, and here comes the run-up. Hornets looking for the lead. There's Smith with a pass. Mahoney back to the right side. Myers hammers it down, and River Valley leads. 16-15. Back to serve for the Blackhawks. Number four, Paige Stafford. River Valley by one. This set, very similar and typical of the way this longtime rivalry goes, the way it went earlier this year at River Valley. There's the serve, dug by Pauls. There's the set. Weiss takes a shot, blocked straight up and down by Myers. And River Valley leads by two. 17-15. So the kill by River Valley puts it in the back row again for the serve. Stafford dug there by Razick. And here's the pass to the left side shot by Alan Wirtz down the line. One hand saved by Stafford. Smith, and then over by Myers. Great recovery by River Valley. Pass to the left side. Alan Wirtz over. Backed up by Hillebrand. Now back to the left side. Shot over by Stokes. Here's the set for Weiss. Taps it over. Mahoney fields it. Now Smith on the right side. River Valley takes the angle with Stokes. Fielded by the Hornets. Back to the near side. And Gander drives it over. Fielded again by the Blackhawks. Shot is up, blocked by Weiss, and inbounds it goes, and the Hornets are within a point. 17-16. That was a really good volley. In for the serve is Aubrey Kolstad. And Taylor Wirtz on the left side. Front left. Here we go. There's the serve by Kolstad. Fielded by Stafford. Mahoney sets it. There's the tap, and over and down it goes for Brooklyn Stokes. 18-16, River Valley. Stokes gets the kill. Roth back in the front left, and Myers will serve for River Valley. There's Adeline Wirtz, and there's a quick set by Colson. Shot by Weiss, blocked over, down it goes by Roth. Nice job. Izzy makes the play, and River Valley leads by three at 19-16. Myers for another serve, net serve, and the Hornets get a break. They'll have the serve side out Richland Center, 19-17. River Valley by two in the opener. Razick will serve. Here's the serve by the junior. That one's going to go just a little bit long and out of bounds. And that gives it right back to the Blackhawks to make it 20-17. Back into the lineup for River Valley is Elizabeth Gostomski. Josie Mahoney will serve. Josie serves it. Back row, there's Razick and Kolstad. Left side, driving it over and down is Clements. Well played, and the Hornets are within two at 20-18. Adeline Wirtz will serve for the Hornets. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded by River Valley. Stafford to Mahoney. They go right, and down it goes by Stokes. Brooklyn Stokes jumping out of the gym there to make it 21-18. Side out River Valley. The Blackhawks have maintained a slight lead for most of this opening set here tonight. The Blackhawks leading by three, within four of going out. Hornets in serve receive mode, and here comes Stokes. There's the play. It's going to be pushed by Richland Center. Out of bounds on the near side. Couldn't control the initial pass, and River Valley goes up by four. 22-18. Stokes will serve. Brooklyn with a couple of dribbles. Here's the run-up and the line drive. Net serve right back in the hands of River Valley, Richland Center from River Valley on the serve. Coming in now, Rainey Walsh. Joined by J.C. Gander, and the Hornets will serve 22-19. Side out Richland Center here in the opener. Walsh with the approach. There's the serve. That one drops in, says the line judge. Wow, that was close. So Rainey Walsh gets the ace. That makes it 22-20. For Richland Center, their third ace in the opener. Two-point advantage. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve, fielded by Smith. There's the set of the right side. Stafford takes it in. Nice job. Pancake try by Paul. Couldn't quite get under it. And River Valley leads by three. 23-20. Brooklyn Stokes has been kind of the X factor here. Now Myers back in the front row, so they've got some good work on the left. Here's the set by Richland Center, and then Pauls drops it in. Danica Pauls got it through the attempted block, and that makes it 23-21. Side out, Richland Center. You know every set's going to be like this, so we're just getting warmed up. Here's Clements. There's the set by River Valley. Mahoney brings it back near side. Tough pass, and Myers pushes it up. Blocked by the Hornets. Push back. Myers drives it over. Set by Walsh. Pauls tries it down the line. Nice dig there by Stokes. Kept live. She'll get it over now. It's going to be Clements. Walsh. Pauls can't quite get it over the rung, and that's going to be four hits on Richland Center, and River Valley has game point. 24-21 in the opener. Ella Prohaska is in to serve. Ella all the way to the near side. Timeout taken. Hornets take a timeout. Game point, River Valley. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on WRCO Sports.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
24-21, River Valley in the lead. And timeout, Richland Center using their second timeout. So coming up now to serve, River Valley looking for the win in the opener. Ella Prohaska will do the honors after the whistle. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve, fielded now by Tatum Razick. Ball goes set, left side, Pauls drives it in. Hornets not done yet, 24-22. Pauls gets the kill. Adding up to her totals, Ella Hillebrand is into the back row for River Valley, and Danica Pauls will serve. Pauls all the way to the far side, now makes the approach. Line drive serve, net serve, and this one belongs to River Valley. 25-22, the final. The Blackhawks get the victory here in the opener. The teams will switch sides, and set number two is coming up. High school volleyball coming your way tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay, $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Autoworks.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green, easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then, there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
In the opener for River Valley, three kills and a block for Ella Myers, and Brooklyn Stokes has a couple of kills. And right now, Richland Center trying to figure out how to kind of get more consistent and get the upper hand on River Valley. The Hornets had five kills and two aces from Danica Pauls, and Rainey Walsh had an ace as well. River Valley takes the opener 25-20 here in high school volleyball. Good to have you along tonight. The Filney Flip Phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Ithaca and Wazika Steuben tied at one. We have a soccer final. Platteville-Lancaster 5-3 over Prairie du Chien. North Crawford 1-0 over Lafarge Youth Initiative. Also, let's see, Wisconsin Heights 1-0 over New Glarus. Brewers and Dodgers tied at one. Top of the second. Looks like Churio homered in the first inning for the Brewers, so that's good news. We go to set number two tonight, and the Hornets, again, have switched sides. They're to our right, River Valley to our left here in the second set. Smith comes back as the libero player to begin here for the River Valley Blackhawks in their black and white uniforms. The Hornets in their tie-dye uniform. And they'll come back with their libero player, Tatum Raisit. Tatum, a senior. Each Hornet player listed a cancer awareness, a type of cancer that's been impacted their lives. And it's very interesting to see what all the girls wrote up here tonight. Very nice in the program. Serve is underway, and the Hawks try to return it. Myers can't get it over the top, and that's going to be a point for Richland Center. 1-0. The score. Coming back now to serve. Here's the approach by Walsh, and that's going to be an ace. And the Hornets go up 2-0. Rainey Walsh just dropped it over. Got it in for a quick 2-0 lead. Walsh will serve again. Gets the whistle. Here it is. Line drive near side. Smith pops it up. Myers keeps it from the back row. Stokes drives it back row. Out of bounds. Oh, that was close, and Tatum Raisig watched it go over his shoulder, watched it all the way, and it was the right move. Hornets go up 3-0 here in the second. Here's the serve by Walsh, pops it back row. There's the pass to the net, and it's going to be dropped down by Clements. Clements was waiting on that free ball, and it came down for a 4-0 Hornet lead. So RC taking the lead over RV here in the second. There's the serve. Fielded back row by Stokes. There's Mahoney, and there's Myers. Hammered over. Oh, pushed back by Wirtz somehow. Ball at the net. Antenna violation on River Valley. And the Hornets go up 5-0. River Valley winning the opener 25-22. Coming into the lineup for River Valley, number 12, Kenley Straka. Straka back in the back row, the senior. Here's the serve. Fielded by Smith. There's Mahoney. Straka goes with a left hand. Can't quite get it over from a tough pass. And now River Valley takes a timeout. 6-0 the score here in the opening era of set number two. Hornets up 6-0. They lost the opener to River Valley 25-22. And we'll be right back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Good oral health means better overall health, and Village Family Dental in Spring Green is helping the community get there. Patients are encouraged to brush twice a day, floss regularly, and visit the dentist. Village Family Dental even has a full-time certified orthodontist people can schedule checkups, cleanings, or a free orthodontic exam by stopping harmful bacteria before it spreads. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics helps protect more than just teeth. At Village Family Dental, good health truly starts with a healthy smile.
The Hornets go up 7-0 on a block by Ella Clements, and all of a sudden the Hornets in serve mode and really in the attack. River Valley tries to return this one. Ball back row, fielded by Wirth. Quick set by Walsh. Shot is over by Pauls. Dug by River Valley. Back to the middle, and Myers drives it over. The Hornets play the carom, and it's going to go out of bounds, and that's a point. River Valley is on the board finally after Ella Meyer put a charge into one. Ella Prohaska is in to serve for the Blackhawks. 7-1, Richland Center. Here comes Prohaska with the serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. Walsh back to Pauls. Slaps it over. Stokes left side. It's going to be Stafford. Shot blocked by Richland Center and out of bounds. They couldn't control the block. So that'll make it a 7-2 ball game. And Prohaska will serve again. This one right down the board. Going to be fielded there by Razick. Set on the right side and slapped over by Pauls and out of bounds. They just missed on the back row. That'll make it a 7-3. Check that. I think the score is wrong. Should be 8-2. Going back to serve will be River Valley. It's going to be Prohaska. Set on the right side by Richland Center. There's the tap. Shot is going to be over, and down it goes by J.C. Gander. And maybe that score was right. It is 8-3 now. Gander gets the point for Richland Center. Here comes the serve by Ella Clements. Fielded now by the Hawks. Pass to the right side. Over the top by Stafford. Fielded by Gander. Gets it right back from Paul. JC taps it over. Fielded near side by River Valley. Smith now dropped over. And a diving effort there by Clements. Back to Myers. Shot is blocked by Weiss. Battle of the Cousins at the net going on tonight. Back row driven over now by River Valley. Again, Weiss tries it. Drives it down the line. That one is out of bounds. Yeah, let's see here. They're going to say it was tipped by River Valley. So it is 9-3. Hornets take a 9-3 lead. Here's the serve. Fielded by Stokes. Back to the near side. Stafford drops it in. That makes it 9-4. Paige Stafford having a good night tonight in Richland Center. She will serve. Hornets rotate around. Tatum Razick is back in the back row. And serving will be Paige Stafford. There's the serve. Fielded back row now by the Hornets. It's going to be passed to Weiss. Drives it down the line. Good dig by Hillebrand. Left side, it's going to be Stokes. Now blocked by Weiss. Pushed over by River Valley. Again, Mahoney, nice play. Set to the right side. Gander's shot blocked and off the Hornets and out of bounds. Myers getting the block. And that'll put it at a 9-5 ball game. River Valley back within 4 points here tonight. River Valley won the opener 25-22. Hornets off to that 7-0 start. River Valley on the comeback trail. Razick, now Walsh, Pauls down the line, got it in. And the Hornets take it back for a side out on a hit by Danica Pauls, and she will serve. Time for the ball to be retrieved. Boy, some interesting pajamas tonight. That's not exactly sure whose closet those pajamas came out of. All right, we are ready to go. There's the serve by Pauls, fielded by Hillebrand. Back to the near side, tap by Myers. Over the top it goes. Here comes the set by Walsh. Back to Adeline Wirtz, and it's into the net. And the Hawks are within four, 10-6. Yeah, we've got bunnies, we got teddy bears. We've got swimsuits over the top of sweatpants. I don't know what's going on. Here's the serve. Myers, nice job. She adds to her ace total this year. And Ella gets the ace serve. That makes it 10-7. She will serve again. Line drive back row. Pauls. Here comes the quick set. And Weiss drops it over. Fielded now by the Blackhawks. Pass to the left side and go over the left hand. Stokes gets it over. Set for the left side. It's Gander dropping it over. Hawks try for the middle. Roth drops it in. Izzy Roth making her presence known in that front left, and the Hawks are within two It is 10-8. Ella Myers will serve again here for the Blackhawks. 2-point lead for the Hornets tonight. There's the serve. Line drive fielded now in the back row by Pauls. Quick set. There's Wirtz dropping it in. And the Hornets get a point back and a side out. That makes it 11-8 on the kill by Adeline Wirtz. So serving will be number 14, Aubrey Kolstad. There's the whistle. Aubrey with the run-up, and there's the line drive serve. Fielded by Hillebrand. There's Mahoney on the left side, taking a shot, and down it goes. Brooklyn Stokes. She's having a good night as well, and got it through the attempted block by Richland Center. It is 11-9. Serving for the Blackhawks, number 13, Josie Mahoney. And there it is. Hornets field it, pass now to Kolstad, right side. Weiss takes it over, drops it in. So Weiss drops it in. There was no signal as to, the ball was in. Hornets were asking if it was tipped. It didn't matter if it was tipped. They got it in. A nice shot by Ella Weiss, and that makes it 12-9. So the Hornets will serve. Razick with the serve. Fielded by Stafford. Mahoney goes to the left side. Taking it over the top is Straka. Got it down. Kenley Straka going with the left hand. And the Hawks are within two. It is 12-10. Timeout for the ball to go back to the server. Number 10, Brooklyn Stokes. Stokes with the whistle. Steps up in the line drive serve. Far side fielded by Adeline Wirtz. There's the set for a nice shot by Taylor Wirtz. Got it up, but no, River Valley blocked it, it looks like, and it goes down on the Hornets' side. Winning the battle is Izzy Roth, and the Blackhawks are within one. Brand new ball game. It is 12-11. Here's the approach and the serve by Stokes. Fielded now by Razick. Pass to the left side. Ella Clements takes it over. Diving dig. Stafford pushed over by Mahoney on hit number two. Hornets try again for the right side. Slamming it in is Ella Clements. Ella makes it a 13-11 ball game score. And the Hornets will try again with the serve. River Valley in serve-receive mode. Here comes Wirtz with a serve. Fielded now by Stafford. Mahoney punches it over, blocked back by Clements. Near side, taking it over is Straka. Now again trying from the near side is Pauls, drives it over. There's the dig by Smith. Shot is by Straka. Blocked by the Hornets and out of bounds. And it'll belong to River Valley with a side out and a point. And it makes it 13-12. Well played at the net. Serving will be Kylie Smith. Smith, the junior, there's the serve. Fielded back row now by Wirtz. Set of the right side. Pauls drops it over. Fielded by Mahoney. Smith sets it to Stafford. She'll drop it over. Nice dig by Paul. Somehow got it going. Here comes the set for Myers. Drops it over to left side. Fielded by Wirtz. Hornets trying the far side. Shot over. Down it goes for Taylor Wirtz. That makes it 14-12. Wirtz winning the battle on the right side against a double block attempt. Rainey Walsh returns, as does J.C. Gander. And Rainey will do the serving. 14-12 Hornets in the second. River Valley won the opener, 25-22. Here's the serve. Going to be cut off by Stafford. There's the set. Myers takes it downtown with a nice hit. And River Valley is within one. 14-13 the score. Ella Prohaska returns to the lineup and will serve. Side out. River Valley midway through the second set here tonight in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Prohaska steps up. There's the serve. Far side. Fielded by the Hornets. On the right, it's going to be Gander taking it over. Tapping into the left side. Stafford drives it over. Got it down. Paige Stafford gets the kill, and the Hawks have come all the way back. 14-14. Here in the second. River Valley was down 7-0 to start the ball game here in the second. And we're back to even. Prohaska with the serve. Going to be fielded by Razick. Ball on the left side. Clements And now Pauls gets it over. Back row, River Valley, set by Mahoney. Myers hammers it in, and River Valley leads. 15-14, timeout, Richland Center. Hawks all the way back to lead for the first time in the second set. You're listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Richland County Bank has made better service a priority since 1881. Richland County Bank Online gives you immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From the convenience of your home or office, it's simple, it's secure, and best of all, it's free. All Richland County Bank transactions and account data are protected by the most sophisticated technology in use for online banking today. Richland County Bank Online may be perfect for you. Learn more at Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're back underway after the timeout. River Valley on a free ball attempt, going to try to drive it, and they drive it out of bounds. And we're back to even at 15. Platteville leading Dodgeville, one set to none in the Southwest Conference. Hillsborough 1-0 up on Cashton. Seneca 1-0 up on DeSoto. There's the serve by Clements. Fielded on the far side. Mahoney is going to tap it. It's going to be played by Stafford. Gets it over. Here is Walsh setting it up. Shot is over. Down it goes for Pauls. And that'll make it a 16-15 Richland Center lead.